Good evening. My name is Ann Dennison, and I live in the third district. My address is on record. I was a committee member of the Los Cerritos Wetland Study Group, which was made up of 11 representatives from 11 homeowners associations. We met for almost 2 years and heard from various city departments and environmentalists to decide if our wetland should be saved or developed. At the beginning, the vote was about even. But after learning about all of the very detailed information, all but one homeowners association voted to preserve the wetlands, as did the Planning Commission and the City Council. I'm also president of the Los Cerritos Wetlands Land Trust, whose goal is to protect, acquire, and restore Los Cerritos wetlands. But tonight I'm speaking as an individual who has been involved in this pursuit for many years. I tell you all this because I want you to understand the reasons for what I'm going to ask of you. There is no one who is more interested in acquiring and restoring those wetlands than I am, and I believe you are too. You have said that you now understand the value of wetlands, both environmentally and economically, and I believe you're sincere about that. Nobody wants to acquire these wetlands more than I do. But I hope you will vote against this present proposal, or at least vote to postpone this decision for at least 30 days so that even more information can be gleaned. When this land swap was first proposed, many of our 1,000-plus members and supporters favored it. But as more and more information came out, more and more members opposed it. You are hearing others tell you why it isn't a good deal for the wetlands or the city. We're taxpayers, too. So I won't bore you with any more details. Suffice it to say that that portion of the wetlands has been delineated several times in the past by the U.S. Corps of Engineers, concluding that they are wetlands, not commercial. It has never been made commercial or a park. Earth Corps has also commissioned a restoration study done by Moffitt and Nichols. The city is not getting a fair appraisal, and the State Conservancy cannot participate in an acquisition for more than fair market value. That's wetlands value. So even considering the millions of dollars required for remediation, at the price it has now been valued at as commercial property, which it isn't, the Los Cerritos Wetlands Authority may never be able to buy that acreage. It is for these and many other reasons that I ask you to reject this land swap outright, or at least postpone that decision for 30 days or more. The wetlands aren't going away. We can try for a much better deal in the future. Hopefully they'll be there for us and our children and future generations to enjoy and profit from. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Dennison. Next, please.